Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, August 14, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump steps back on tariffs against China, also on a rundown efforts to stem an eviction crisis. First, our top story, President Trump delayed the new tariffs on a large batch of Chinese imports supposed to go into effect on September the 1st. Yahoo Finance reports Trump exempted some other Chinese imports altogether. The move de-escalates the Trump trade war with China and amounts to a tacit acknowledgement by Trump that his tariffs might hurt American consumers too much. Yahoo notes that laptops, cell phones, gaming consoles, and other products imported from China will not face a 10% tariff on September 1, as was expected. The administration says those tariffs will go into effect on December 15 instead. Cities like Richmond need to do more to help stem what some see as an eviction crisis. That's according to a new report.
Written by law students from Yale and Stanford, the report aims to provide policy solutions to support a slew of laws passed by the Virginia legislature this year to help reduce evictions. It suggests ways to support renters after an eviction, and Christy Morrow with the Virginia Poverty Law Center says it also recommends educating tenants about their rights.
People need to understand if they're taken to court because they haven't paid their rent, that there are a number of opportunities to pay rent before they get evicted.
The state laws went into effect on July 1st. Some landlords have said they approve of the report's recommendations since evictions are costly for everyone involved. This is Diane Bernard reporting.
The Virginia House Bill 1898 also became law. It gives renters more time to catch up with unpaid rent and fees before there's an eviction judgment. Some building owners in New York City now have an added incentive to create a green space on their roof.
A green roof tax abatement has been available in the city for several years, but few owners have taken advantage of it. In an effort to change that, a new state law triples the tax break from $5 to $15 per square foot in community districts where sewers overflow during rainstorms and that lack green spaces. It also extends the existing tax abatement through July 2024, says Emily Noble Maxwell with the Nature Conservancy.
The green roof tax abatement offers an opportunity for landowners to install green roofs, which will in turn help make our city more flood resistant, more heat resistant, and more biodiverse.
She says putting a green roof on a building can be expensive, but the tax abatement can help defray the cost of installation and maintenance. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The next step determine which neighborhoods will be eligible for new higher green roof tax abatements. This is PNS. Some folks in the Granite State of New Hampshire are saying shame on Sununu. That's in response to the governor vetoing three gun control measures just last week.
New Hampshire Advocates for Curbs on Gun Violence held a press conference on Monday at the Legislative Office Building to express their concern that Governor Chris Sununu wasn't taking action after the recent shootings in Gilroy, California, El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. The three bills would have required background checks and waiting periods for gun purchasers and would have banned guns from schools in the state. Tracy Hahn Burkett, leader of Kent Street Coalition Working Group on Gun Violence, says Sununu's action seemed out of touch with his constituents' needs.
People are just so tired of being scared across the country, but including in New Hampshire. People are starting to consider, well, it's time to buy back to school supplies for the kids. Should we buy a bulletproof backpack? And how is it okay that we're here as a society?
Sununu has said that he doesn't believe the bills would stop mass shootings and called them an infringement on the constitutional rights of New Hampshire residents. Supporters of the bill say they are common sense and are meant to curb gun violence, not take guns away from law-abiding owners. Hahn Burkett says Sununu is siding with the gun lobby instead of the 9 in 10 New Hampshire residents who support background checks for gun purchasers.
You can still have a gun culture and yet have common sense gun restrictions to work towards having a safer public.
As a candidate in 2016, Sununu said he would support legislation for universal background checks. This is Jen Stanley reporting for the New Hampshire News Connection.
And finally, our Eric Tegedoff reports Indigenous people from around the world are reclaiming the roles of what some refer to as Two-Spirit people this weekend at Flathead Lake.
The Montana Two-Spirit Society, a Native American organization formed by LGBT groups, is holding its 24th annual gathering. The term Two-Spirit was coined in the 1990s for tribes that recognize people with both male and female characteristics who are gender non-conforming. Founder of the Montana Two-Spirit Society, Stephen Barrios, says Two-Spirit people traditionally had many roles, but their duties were removed when Europeans arrived in North America.
We're just reclaiming a lot of that. Responsibilities like as name givers, spiritual leaders, mediators. We had so many different roles in our tribe that Two-Spirit people could do.
The gathering is a drug and alcohol-free event and runs through Sunday. This year's gathering also features the first annual youth gathering.
Native Americans from tribes across the country, as well as indigenous people from Canada, Mexico, the Philippines, and Samoan Islands will be in attendance. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and you will find us online at publicnewsservice.org.